And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We have a great guest in the studio. Captain Mark Rayer from Genren Sport Fishing and Deckhand Jack. Genren Sport Fishing, always a great operation down in Baja's East Cape. It's the ultimate.
Oh, no doubt. Ultimate boats, ultimate fishing, ultimate gear, customer service. It's just a great time. And there is such good fishing going on in the Cape right now. Mark's had me so fired up from the first half of the show talking about how great the fishing is and talking about one of my favorite places to be. We're having a great show, and we want to have you this morning. If you want to join us, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. We want to hear from you. There's two ways that you can join us on the show this morning. First is with our local line. Again, that's 858 area code 457-1090, or call us on the toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Boy, if you didn't hear Jack at the beginning of the show giving us away such a fantastic prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, the first part of the prize is the cool Accurate Fishing Package. So Accurate selling a lot of cool T-shirts and shorts and hats and that kind of stuff now. So you're going to get your set of full Jack picked GQ Accurate merchandise. So a very cool clothing package. And in addition to that, the best pliers on the planet, and those are those Accurate Piranha pliers, a really nice set. This is the rigging tool. It's a really nice set of Accurate Piranha pliers.
Like, but it's got everything on it. It's got the rigging tool. It's also got the cutters for Spectra and pliers itself. It's got the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a fantastic set. Like I said, we're talking $100 value. I mean, it's a very, very high-end hand tool.
And the jaws just redesigned recently to make them very friendly for tying knots and cinching down there, grabbing the tag end.
Mm-hmm.
The way that the jaws are designed now, they're kind of like a Wahoo interlocking jaws. And,
so you can get really that tag in and really
you
pull.
You got to cinch your knots, you know.
Got to cinch your knots.
That's right.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
So a cool opportunity. Again, all that is going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
We talked about it yesterday, a couple of awesome opportunities. A day-and-a-half trip on the American Angler this Friday night. You know, there may be a spot or two left. I jump on it. Weather looks fantastic this coming weekend.
Especially with all that big bluefin's biting now. I mean, you want to talk about going with some big fish experts, that crew of the American Angler. Heavy flat fall, some heavy line. What a cool opportunity to have your shot at a big one.
Oh, yeah. So you want to go, call the American Angler office, call Lori in there. Day and a half trip this Friday. Fish Saturday, come back Sunday. Very rare opportunity to fish one of the ultimate long-range boats in the fleet on a day and a half trip this Friday. Then I still can't believe it. There's a couple of spots left on our Royal Star fly down, fly back Mazatlan trip. It's a 4-day trip in Mazatlan. I'm going. I'm flying down the same day, flying back the day we come back.
So cool.
I'm gone for 4 days, but I'm fishing.
A long range trip on the Royal Star.
For Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is basically the same type of trip as you'd go to get to Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
But you're closer to the islands,
mm-hmm.
number one, from Mazatlan. You're in a cool place. Mazatlan is such an awesome place. You can stay an extra couple days and enjoy the El Cid. And also, you're on the Royal Star.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And you're eating the Royal Star food. You have the Royal Star crew. You have the bait. This will be the first of two trips, so we're going to use all the bait. I'm sorry. All of you on the second trip, sorry. You're going to have to catch your own bait.
It's that Puerto Vallarta style trip with a true long range platform. You know, I mean, that's what you're getting. You're getting the best crew in the game. You know, as far as long range fishing goes, and it's just I can't get over what a cool thing that is to be able. It's essentially taking a 15-day trip without missing a full week of work.
Yeah. 4 days.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yes, and the airfares are very inexpensive. You fly out of L.A. on Alaska Airlines, or you can fly out of Tijuana on Volaris. right into Mazatlan. It's a short ride to the boat. Get on the boat, go fishing.
I'll tell you, if you're thinking about staying in Mazatlan, too, it's a very easy town to navigate. Having never had been there ever before when I went last year, it's just transportation super easy and food is, you know, it's very old Mexico, inexpensive, very fun, very friendly people. I think that's the premier destination to do that trip from, too. It's just easier to get to, easier to deal with.
So you want
to
go fishing with me, a couple spots left. Go to RoyalStarSportFishing.com, go on their book online, and just grab one of those spots. You won't be sorry.
No doubt about that. Well, the phones are packing up. They want to talk to the boys. If you want to get your shot, 858-457-1090. That's the best way to get through right now.
All right, let's go ahead and jump to the phone.
Sounds good. Why don't we talk to Mark? He's calling us from La Mesa this morning. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I was down at Rancho Leonero last week for the whole week, and I was there when the Akrit boys came in. So it was kind of...
I apologize for that, whatever it is.
No. I tell you what, it was when they first came in, they were all lit up just having a great time, you know, and... It just was fun watching them, you know, and remembering what it was like. And I got to meet your son and all the dads. It was a great group. It really was. And they had a blast. Every morning I went down there and watched them load up on those ponds as they head out to Mark's boat. And so I give a shout out to Mark, too, because the last two summers I've gone down and stayed at his Casa Front Row and fished with him. And my whole family's gone down. And that's an awesome deal, too, to all your guests who want to go. Going down there, who haven't fished on his boats or even stayed in the home. It's a fabulous home, right on the beach. His boats are unbelievable. His crew is unbelievable. Caught lots of fish. So I just wanted to shout out that was great. And both the parties involved in that accurate group with Mark helping them out, with John helping them all get arranged and get out and. Yeah, they got to go on quads. They just had the whole experience down there. That's I took my wife down there for her birthday, so it was less fishing and more relaxing, which I've really never done down there. Unbelievable. I've never
that's
had a
okay.
Lunch
it there. Works I've out. Right?
Yeah, I've never gone down there and not fished every day ever. So to be able to just kind of kick back and watch and beachcomb and read and. Drink margaritas. It was a different experience, but it was truly wonderful. I had a great time.
That's cool.
I agree. I always try to figure in at least one kickback day. You know, fish a couple of days, kickback a day.
I'm going back in October. I think I'll probably the ratio will increase to the fish, but.
but it's true.
It was a fun trip, and just watching those kids and meeting them all and the dads.
Yeah, they had a great time.
David, what a great bunch of guys. And like I said, I'm going to give a shout-out to Mark, too, because his organization, Dale, there, that thing's awesome. And you get the package deal, you know, you fish on beautiful, clean, air-conditioned, take the wives or the girlfriends out, you're definitely going to get some points there.
One or the other. Don't take them both at the same time.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone
call
this morning. Appreciate that very much. That does free up. 877-792-1090 open right now. Let's talk to Rosie Flowers from Cedro Sport Fishing. Good morning, Rosie.
Hey, Rosie.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Doing terrific.
One of my favorite people, by the way.
Oh,
you're so good to me. So sweet.
So what's going on at Cedro Sport Fishing?
Well, you know what? We just got the greatest little island down there, and there's a lot of wonderful people down on that island. And we just had someone just really step up to the plate and do something wonderful for the kids of Cedros Island. And I just wanted to give them a huge shout out. So, you know, Friends of Rollo does a lot for, you know, the kids in the U.S. But little do you guys know, man, they do so much for the kids everywhere. And Harold Davis, Friends of Rollo, donated over 100 fishing rods and more than that as far as on fishing reels to the kids of Cedros Island. So
that is so cool.
Awesome.
Now, that was all things left over, I guess, from the day at the docks.
The used tackle sale.
And it all went to a great cause, which is the kids at Cedros. And you and Big Al are going to take them down there and just make a lot of smiling faces on Cedros, right?
Yeah, I started calling around a little bit yesterday, and Jason Fleck and all the guys from the XL, they ended up generously donating 5,000 yards of Berkeley line. So now we have line.
Wow.
For the reels also.
Fantastic.
So, hey, now all we need, hey, if you know anyone out there with a winder that we could wind some line on some reels, man, we'd appreciate that. But these kids, one thing about when we go down to Cedros that I absolutely love is when our pongas come in, there's always kids on the dock that greet us coming back in.
Yeah.
And, they're on the dock, they're playing, they're jumping in the water with all their friends. They don't have their faces in their iPads or their iPhones. They're out exploring their island, and they're having a good time.
Yeah, a lot of really cool kids there. It's really fun.
Yeah, like, how fun is it going to be able to put, these rods and reels in the hands of these
kids? Oh, they're going to be thrilled. Yeah,
that's
for
great,
sure.
Buddy.
That's cool.
Good job.
Well, good for you guys, and good for friends of Rollo and Harold Davis for getting all that
and
stuff
Harold.
Over to you. Hey, yeah. Rosie, are there spots still available for Cedros Sport Fishing? I know they're going fast.
They are going fast, but I tell you what, guys, we got a couple of weeks in the beginning of June, trip number 2 and trip number 3, even a couple on trip number 4, still available. And the fishing is on right now
great
down there.
Great time to go.
Yeah, no doubt.
Great time to go.
Yeah.
Great time to go. So definitely, yes, give me a buzz, 619-772-7570. Give me a buzz. Let's get you guys on trips. Okay?
All right. Thanks, Rosie.
Good,
appreciate
Rosie.
That very much. Thanks a lot for the
You got it.
Story.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's biting in our local zone. It's time for our FishDope.com report with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. Today, this catch report sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in San Diego County for over 30 years. Anza Knives are made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is a lot easier to sharpen. They offer a variety of fillet knives, as well as offering hunting, general purpose, and one of a kind collector knives. Once you try an Anza knife, you'll be hooked. Check anzaknives.com for more details. That's anzaknives.com. And don't forget, we're going to get to see the boys from Anza Knives at the live broadcast at Encinitas Ford next Saturday.
Next Saturday, John from Anza Knives will have a whole display of Anza knives. He'll have some for sale for you, too. And we'll be giving away at the live broadcast a $100 Anza knife for some lucky person that shows up at the live broadcast at Encinitas Ford this coming Saturday.
That sounds good to me. Well, let's talk to the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen's on the line. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, Rick and Pete. Hey, Mark. Good morning.
Hey, good to hear your voice.
Well, Jack's here,
last
too.
Last time I saw Mark.
Jack?
Don't forget Jack.
Oh, forget about Jack.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack. Good morning.
Good morning.
The last time I saw Mark, he was laughing so hard. Did you have a good time at that seminar?
Oh, my ribs hurt.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed it. It was a fun deal.
It's hard to believe they allow me to get up on stage and do that, huh?
We can't figure out. You know?
In front of kids, man.
Yeah. our minds are still boggled on that whole program.
Well, hey, I got something to really boggle your minds. Rick already knows, but I'm getting married today.
Come on!
Yeah.
Wow.
You are not.
Wow.
Yes, I am.
Yep.
Is it a human being?
Yeah, he's really
four-legged.
Congratulations, buddy.
I know you and Kelly have been together for a very long time, and it's about time.
Made the announcement that day at the docks, and we're really happy for you, buddy.
Oh, I didn't know that. Congratulations to you and Kelly.
Well, thank you very much. Yep, it's a big day.
It is
Even
Kelly,
the old
right?
Man's coming.
It is
what?
Kelly, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
we just figured she came to her senses at some point and you went for it. That's great, buddy. We're stoked for you.
Yeah, so am I. But, hey, let's talk about the fishing a little bit here before we go off on this marriage thing. Guys, there's fish all over the place. But, man, we haven't seen this influx of red crabs. Even back 4 years ago when we had all that hot water here, we didn't have as much red crabs as we have now. Both Catalina, San Clemente Island are corroded with red crabs. You get over to the islands and you think you're finding fish because there are absolutely a million birds at both islands and all they're doing is sitting on the water picking red crabs. And you get over here to the coast and every fish you catch, at least up here in the Dana Point zone, is just plugged full of red crabs. We are lucky enough, though, for our bait company, the Everham Brothers, brought us in a beautiful load of anchovies. and we took those anchovies over to Catalina. We were able to pull the fish off the red crabs. We had good bonita fishing, good calico bass fishing. It's kind of cool to throw a scoop of bait in the water and watch the bass go cartwheeling, chasing them around, and the bonita chasing, boiling around the boat.
That's cool.
You know, it was very, very good fishing until the eighth sea lion got on us there on the front side. It was really good up until the eighth one. Seven, it wasn't too bad, but the eighth one, that kind of shut
the
bite
off.
Yeah,
that was it, huh?
Yeah. But if you guys are worried about the California sea lion, and I was just seeing a thing on the news this morning that they're absolutely starving to death. Well, myself and my father, we're starting up a fund. You can donate to Don Hanson or Dave Hanson. They saved the California sea lions. I'll give my address afterwards. You can call Adam, and you can just send your money to my dad or myself, and we'll be more than happy to make sure that we save as many sea lions as we can.
All right.
You're a real hero, buddy.
Yeah, you're such
a hero.
We're
trying. We're trying.
One day at a time.
Yeah, one sea lion. I'm trying to make fishing great again, one fish at a time.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Dave, of course, they've been on it at fishdope.com. They have all the info on the bait at the Everingham Brothers Bait Receiver. They have the info on the bluefin tuna, the bonita. All of the stuff is at fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code at fishdope.com. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Well, you guys can give me a call at 949-374-0786. We'll get somebody to go with you on your boat, teach you how to fish on your boat, show you how to use all those electronics. Or you can check out my brand-new website at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and we pretty much answer all your questions on that website also. So we'll talk to you guys next Sunday. I'm going to go fly fishing on my honeymoon up in Tahoe for 5 days. Kelly's super excited to go fly fishing, so that's what we're doing.
Cool. Well, congratulations on getting married to Kelly. Have a great day, Dave, and a good honeymoon, too.
Congratulations,
right,
Dave.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mark.
See you later.
Bye, Jack.
All right. Well, the phones are packed up. We're going to jump back into them. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 is the way right now. Why don't we talk to Mike calling us from Chula Vista. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Happy.
Great.
Okay. Hey, Cedros, you really got me, got my juices flowing when the Cedros was on there, when you were talking about the rods and reels given to the kids. Hey, I got a real good question for you. The white sea bass and halibut fishing, can you go down, fly down Cedros and have them target that?
Whatever you want.
Absolutely.
Really? Absolutely. You just tell, as long as everybody else in your panga are cooperative and want to do the same thing, you could fish for whatever you want to fish for.
I think if I'm with exactly what Pete said is the case, if your goal was to go down there and just fish sea bass, you should probably go down there with two of your buddies. That's the way to do it, because it's three people to a panga, and you want to have three guys that want to do that. If you wanted to go make live mackerel and fish, you know, hamburgesa rigs on kelp lines, I'm sure if you put the time in, you would catch them. But exactly as Pete said, you know, it's three people to a boat, and you want to make sure that, you know, the other two guys don't want to just fish calico bass or that kind of thing. So I would get two of your buds together, go down there, especially right now. The springtime would be the best time.
And they got
time.
That deal going in the beginning of June. You heard
exactly.
Rosie. Yeah, so jump on it.
Yeah, springtime would be the best.
Get big halibut, too.
Get some crocodiles and some big chrome jigs and make some mackerel and pin the mackerel on the crocodile and fish those on the kelp lines and
hang
do your
on.
Thing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we jump back into him and talk to Paul. He's calling us from Bellflower this morning. Hi, Paul. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Jack and Pete, Mark and Rick. How you guys doing?
Great.
Paul?
Great.
Happy.
Okay. How did you guys start your business down there? This is my question.
Mark?
I would just give a shout out to the Fury. I went out Thursday, caught the jackpot ling.
Sweet.
Nice. Heck yeah.
How big was that?
10 pounds.
Nice.
Ooh, nice ling cod, dude. That's awesome,
and
Paul.
And fishing with Rick Drosberg on the Fury out of Dana Wharf. He's awesome, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's amazing.
Yeah.
I assume that question was directed toward me.
Yes, sir.
We moved to Buena Vista in 1991.
Wow.
I was in the real estate business in Los Angeles area in Torrance, totally burned out, working almost as hard as Jack does.
No.
And moved down there with no intention of ever working again. And after a couple years, I got bored and I needed to do something. fishing was and still is my passion, so that's what brought me to the area. But I opened a scuba diving business, and my wife and I were both PADI instructors, and we did scuba diving for several years. The older I got, the more comfortable I wanted it. I had a 22-foot Shamrock, and I sold that, and I bought the 31-foot Innovator. When I bought the Innovator, people wanted to charter it. So now, by accident, I was running two businesses. I was running a scuba diving business, and I was also chartering the Innovator, 31 Innovator, which was like the largest, nicest boat in the whole area at that time.
Now, what year was that?
Oh, that had to been in about 97 or 98, wow. I'm guessing. No, that was later than that. It had to be after 2000 because I'd moved into my new property. It had to be in about 2000.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So I had that. I chartered that boat for a little while, and then I got older. I'm getting really old now.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I wanted it more comfortable, so I bought Genren 3.
35 Cobble Yachts.
35 Cobble Yachts. And I really didn't think that I would charter it. It couldn't compete with the rest of the fleet because it was more expensive than the other boats. And it wasn't by design. It was by accident that I got in front of the snowball, and it just started to roll me over because there was a bigger demand for those bigger, nicer boats than I ever realized. So then I chartered that boat out for – now I got two boats, and I'm chartering those out. Finally, I closed the scuba diving business. I'm getting more old, and carrying around scuba tanks, as much as I still love to do it, it wasn't what I wanted to do. So now I'm operating the two boats, and I went to the Fred Hall show 3 years ago, and Lynn Rhodes says, well, I can't charter you because your boats are all booked up all the time. You don't have any inventory for me to sell. You need to buy another boat. And I said, no, I'm not going to buy another boat. And I went home and started thinking about it, and I found Vaquera. And I bought another boat. Now I'm chartering
another Cobble Yachts 35.
Another Cobble 35, and the business has gone bananas. I look like a brain surgeon, like a rocket scientist, but it was all by accident. It wasn't by design.
Now cool, you put a Seakeeper in Vaquera, and I might note, too, that Berkeley Andrews, who's a great guy from Seakeeper, is our main man from Seakeeper. He's listening this morning. He wanted me to remind people that if you want to try Seakeeper out, they're at the Dana Point shipyard today. They have the demo boat there,
cool.
That beautiful Seakeeper demo boat. So if you want to go down, take a ride, be amazed at Seakeeper Dana Point this weekend. And then next weekend they'll be in Avalon.
That's cool.
At Catalina Island.
Get a little fish report.
You can go take a ride, be amazed in Avalon next week.
I'm so happy with our Seakeeper, I can't tell you. And the thing
pretty
I thought...
amazing stuff, isn't it?
You know, the buzz was that there wasn't room in a Cobble 35 to put one. But when I acquired, Berkeley said, well, the dealer is in your neighborhood. I could have him come take a look. So he came out to my place and
This is in Mexico.
This is in Mexico. The dealer...
You have a dealer there.
The Seakeeper dealer is in La Paz.
Wow.
Javier Beltran. And he is the most professional, knowledgeable... I mean, you think about getting work done in Mexico. Well, is it going to be okay or is it not going to be okay? I'm telling you, it's every bit as good as it is as they do it here. And the dealers in the U.S. couldn't figure out how to do it. They couldn't figure out how to get a Seakeeper in a Cobble 35.
Really?
And he figured it out in 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
And then I was at the Fred Hall show and I was talking to a dealer up here and I explained to him what Javier figured out. And he went, oh, I could see the lights light up in his head like, oh, my God, I've turned down all these Cobble 35s, and yeah. I could have been putting Seakeepers in them.
Yeah. So. Well, I'll tell you what, the guy down in San Diego, Andrew Jones, the Seakeeper installer, a retrofitter, he's awesome. He would have figured it out because Andrew's brilliant down here, and he put my Seakeeper in. And in fact, he straightened out some wiring problems that I had on my boat, and he's brilliant. So... that's the kind of caliber of people that Seakeeper hires when they do the
that's obvious. Installers. That's
yeah.
obvious. They're, yeah. You know, they hold to a certain standard, and if you don't, I don't think if you meet that standard, you're not going to be their dealer.
Yeah, for sure.
Can I throw one more thing in here, real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Early on, when Mark and I got to know each other really well, he was asking, we were talking about business things, and I said, you know what you ought to do? You ought to get on that Let's Talk Hookup show.
Yes.
And Mark says, you think so? Yeah, I do think so.
Yeah.
And I think that was a good decision, don't you?
I think it was an outstanding decision. It really was.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks for making that happen.
Yeah.
Well, I have a partnership. I have a lot of good friends. Dell had a lot to do with that. Dell introduced us, introduced me to you, Jack, and he introduced me to a lot of people in the industry that has helped me make my business successful. And I don't ever forget it. I really appreciate it.
I am searching for a Del Marsh show that we're going to put on our new app. And we're going to have a lot of stuff on our new app. Have you downloaded our new app yet?
Oh, you should,
Jack. Oh, come on,
Jack. Yeah.
I've got it. That's how I listen to the show.
It's pretty awesome.
It's really cool.
No, no, I listen to the show on, but it's not the app, is it?
Well.
It's the AM 1090 app.
The Mighty 1090. Well, you can listen on the Mighty 1090 app, but the Let's Talk Hookup app has the archives on it. We're going to have special app-only content. You can find out what guests are on the app, and it's easy. It's faster. And
I can't afford much right now.
Right now.
I can't afford much.
It's expensive.
Yeah, it's really expensive, Jack. It's free. Yeah, it's free.
But, free.
Except for they're gonna charge you double, Jack.
On your app store, search Let's Talk Hookup. Or on the Google Play Store, you search Let's Talk Hookup and just download that app. It's fast. It's free. It works great. Adam does all the content. But we're going to have app-only content. And one of those shows that we're going to put on there is a classic Del Marsh show.
Oh, cool.
Well, I want to say on the app that when I was using the other app, I don't, or the other access, however it is, when I would go outside, when I'd get out of my Wi-Fi range and it went to the cellular, a lot of times I would lose my connection and I'd have to hook back up to the show going from one spot to another. Yeah. I'm finding that doesn't happen with your app. I keep a constant connection.
App works.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really thank the guys that have put it together, especially Adam's really made it happen.
I'm on it.
Sure.
Peter.
You better get on it then. Yeah, and Paul, sorry to leave you hanging there. We got a whole different subject.
Seakeepers and boats.
Really appreciate this. Oh, really appreciate the call.
Thanks, Paul.
Good job, guys.
All right.
You guys do a great job.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. All right. Let's find out what's cooking.
Yeah.
Our buddy Yanni from Fisherman. Jack, I know you're always hungry.
Oh,
Yanni's amazing.
I met him at the day at the docks, I think it was.
Yeah.
Well, we know he's always thirsty, but you know, hungry, hungry probably
too. You got to eat.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yanni has something cooking this morning. Good morning, Yanni.
Gosh, good morning, gentlemen. What a great show this morning. Jack, good morning.
Good morning.
It was great meeting all of you guys and seeing you guys at the shows.
Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, earlier I heard Dave Hansen talking about how he wants to make fishing great again, and I was thinking to myself, you know what? I want to make fish cooking and fish eating great again.
There you go.
He wants to know if you have a recipe for sea lion as well.
I bet they'd be delicious. You know?
God, you know what? I'll tell you guys what. I would devote the rest of my life to cooking up various ways of eating sea lion.
Yeah.
God.
I'll help provide.
But right now, all my buddies are bringing home rockfish.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
And I'm getting lots of calls. And you know what I'm telling them? I'm telling them to tell the deckhands just to gut and gill the rockfish, bring them home, and check out my new recipe because I'll teach you how to grill whole rockfish the way we do in the Mediterranean.
Ooh.
That sounds good to me.
That is my favorite way to eat rockfish.
Really?
Because you get the flavor, right, Yanni? The
flavor. Oh, my God. Well, what happens
is when you
cook a whole rockfish, the bones of the rockfish are constantly giving juice to that rockfish meat.
Really?
Yep.
And I had this dinner last night, and we ate sculpin. We cooked whole sculpin. Mm. It tasted just like lobster. Oh. I am not kidding you. That was our comment between the three of us, my wife and my son and I. It tastes like lobster.
Wow. Yeah, so you can get that recipe now at Fisherman's Belly. We'll have it up on our Angler's Table section of letstalkhookup.com. Yanni. You're talking my language there. Whole rockfish is like, and don't forget to scale it too, right, Yanni?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? This new recipe includes an entire meal, so it's got a cabbage salad and it's got a little bit of beer. So it's a great recipe. Please check it out. My website is fishermansbelly.com, and my YouTube channel is Fisherman's Belly Channel. So reach out to me if you have any questions, and I'll get right back with you guys. Enjoy this recipe.
All right. Thanks, Yanni. Great job. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Appreciate the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you've been searching for that perfect inshore and offshore boat, Defiance is the one. Go far and stay dry is the Defiance slogan. And that is exactly what you get in these overbuilt trailerable offshore boats. Inland Boat Center has the Defiance you are looking for in stock, ready to fish. A huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom and over 300 new and pre-owned boats for everyone, family-owned and operated. Their customer service is the finest available. They take trades of all types and offer amazing financing deals. Check out Inland Boat Center's inventory of Defiance Pilot House boats online, including the Admiral 22 and the San Juan 25. Solid construction with no wood to ever rot. Defiance boats are built to last. It is the peak of the season, and the Defiance boat deals have never been better. Along with great financing, you could be fishing next week in your new boat for much less than you ever thought possible. Inland Boat Center, 681 East Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
I always wear a life jacket when I'm on the water because I'm lazy. I like floating like a giant turtle covered with SPF 50. The life jacket does the work. I highly recommend this to everyone. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, May 19th, they'll be traveling to Mazatlan, Mexico. The president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, along with Captain Tim Ekstrom, will host a live broadcast from the El Cid Marina and Resort in Mazatlan. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Mazatlan. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, May 19th, a very special live Let's Hook Up broadcast from Mazatlan, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit searchersportfishing.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Been a very busy morning. If you still want to get through, there's a great opportunity not only to get to talk to the boys, but also your chance at winning that great Accurate Fashion package as well as Accurate Piranha Rigging Pliers. 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or toll free 877-792-1090.
Yeah, there is an amazing office still available at the Konakai Marina.
How?
Right there next to Kustler Yacht.
How is that a thing?
Yeah,
like,
I know. 637 square feet. It's really reasonably priced. And it's for a yacht broker or any marine related business. It's right next to Kustler, right in front of the docks, ocean waterfront place at the ultimate place, the Konakai. They just put $23 million into the Konakai Resort. Jack, it'd be a perfect office.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, it would.
venue for accurate reels to display and have a presence.
A little satellite, station.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
Maybe I should talk to my bosses.
Yeah,
well,
I do that.
Talk to Steve Pinard.
Okay.
619-246-6346 or
I've heard of him.
Steve at danalanding.com and ask him about that office. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Also, they're going quickly, but there's a few spots left on our Islander kayak trip. Ultimate trip. I get a lot of questions about it. It's so much fun. It's a day and a half trip on the Islander. They do everything for you. And if you don't have a kayak, you can rent one from Ron Lane at Fast Lane Kayaks. It's June 12th through the 14th. I'm going on that trip. Wouldn't miss it. It's
so much fun. Can I bring my kayak? I mean, you can bring your own kayak?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we want you to bring your own kayak. And they handle it.
That is a really cool trip.
Yeah, I have a pro angler.
You have a pro angler?
Yeah.
The photos you would get on this trip?
Yeah, totally.
Unbelievable, Jack. So if you want to go to the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. Go to our shop page. Purchase it right on the shop page, the Islander Kayak Trip. It's a fun time, and I'm telling you, it sells out every year, and this is the time of the year where everybody gets on it.
Stateroom accommodations, and like we were talking with Carl Schmidt yesterday, John Conniff has done an amazing amount of work to the Islander. I mean, he's been working down there. The boat looks beautiful. It's one of those things where he's been working on the boat for a month, and the boat didn't look like it needed anything to begin with. I mean, it looks really, really nice right now, so that's going to be a great trip.
Norm Taniguchi.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone hasn't heard our good friend Norm Taniguchi. Stormin' Norman, I used to call him, still call him, passed away just recently, a few weeks ago. And I just want to throw that out there. Stormin' Norman was one unique.
No doubt about that.
And, you know, love him or hate him, but he was unique as a good friend of mine. So I just wanted to say hello to Norman.
And the ultimate group in the Accurate booth was always Stormin' Norman, Norm Taniguchi, and Billy Migawa.
That's right.
Yeah, those two, we miss them both.
No doubt.
Now they're back together again.
They're back together again, and they were a great team. And, you know, Norm was a really good chef.
Really?
Yeah. I used to fish with him in La Paz. He had a place down there. We'd catch Dorado especially, and, boy, he could make a meal out of that.
That's cool.
Let me tell you.
Yeah. I was sad to hear the news, but I definitely had a big smile on my face when I saw the picture that Jack put up on Facebook of those two behind a pile of Accurate T-shirts. Yeah. Like, it reminded me of every Fred Hall show, seeing those guys, and sad news for sure because he truly was a legend in our business, but it was really fun and definitely a good smile to get to see that picture. That was really cool.
He was ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, he was diabetic.
Yeah.
Now he gets to hang out with Bill again.
Norman didn't take care of himself the way he should have.
Yeah.
But that's Norman. That was Norman.
Yeah. Well, we're going to miss him for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, buddy. They are packed up solid. This time we're going to start it off with Steve, who's calling us from Carlsbad. Hi, Steve. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good morning. Hi, Steve.
Hey, I just wanted to call and say I'm interested in getting down there and fishing with you guys on Team Genren. And my buddy Jerry, who I know is listening, I'm calling you out, man. I'm saying let's go do this.
Good call out.
Yeah, very good call out.
So we wanted to come down and actually focus maybe on some inshore fishing, kind of maybe get out a little bit for the offshore stuff. But we both wanted to catch some really quality rooster fish, and if you had some ideas for us and when we might be able to do that, what you might recommend us doing. So
Mark, what do you think? I didn't hear. I'm sorry. I didn't.
Wake up, Mark.
My speaker went dead.
Sure.
Inshore rooster fish. When's the best time to come down, and how do we go about that?
I'd say from right now, May, June. But it's good all the way through October, and we've caught huge rooster fish in October.
Yeah, and you can catch them from the big boat, right? We've done it.
Yeah, you go on. Go on our website and look at the home. I'm watching it scroll through right now. If you look at the homepage, there's a guy holding up the guy's name is John Marks. And one day he wanted to go tuna fishing, and the tuna weren't biting so good. And I says, let's try some rooster fish. And he wasn't really excited about that. And I said, just trust me. See that? It just passed through your screen, Pete.
And those things pull so hard.
They were
so
catching
cool,
40, 50, 60-pound rooster fish one after another. He said, holy cow, this isn't a bad second prize.
Yeah.
You know?
And the other thing we've done with you, Mark, on Genren is fish for amberjack and wachinango, the inshore deep water, like jigging and stuff like that. The thing about Genren is you guys have huge live bait capacity and the right kind of bait tank. So you want to get bait. You you can load up on generators.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we take, when it's interesting, we pull up to the Pongas, we take about three times the bait that the standard cruiser takes.
Yeah.
Oh, can I throw one thing in?
Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
The official's roosters, you insist on Mark's BV300 accurate.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's the real
it's
the
smallest of the accurates. Just, you're going to say, oh, you can't catch these fish on this little thing.
Too small.
Yeah.
Bet me. We were catching them one right after, all summer last year. Last year was the rooster fish year of all years. Yeah.
All summer.
All summer.
That's certainly my dad's favorite thing to do in the East Cape, and maybe his favorite thing to do in fishing, period, is to fish for rooster fish down there. I mean, no question about it. I think if you could give Dad any opportunity, to either be catching a calico bass at home or fishing rooster fish down in the East Cape. They're such a cool fish. Yeah, they're awesome. They're so cool looking and hard-fighting, and just that's a fun fish.
Tough. So, Steve, now through the summer, go fishing.
Yes.
All right, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about Norman in San Diego up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Norman.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Great. Good morning.
Hey, I fished with Mark on one of his boats a few years ago in very good comfort and style. And we go down to Baja to do fly fishing. It's on Pongas. And getting kind of old and maybe want to do fly fishing in comfort and style one of his boats. And like to know if these guys have experience with that.
Absolutely.
Fly fishing guys.
Absolutely. We were all trained by Gary Graham, Baja on the Fly. He's kind of the guru of saltwater Baja fly fishing. And we've got a lot of anglers, their first billfish on the fly, and catching tuna and catching Dorado and also catching all types of inshore, offshore. It's something that we really, really enjoy. And it's hard to find captains that want to do that. I mean, they want to go out and kill and fly flags. And flying the flags, the challenge, we enjoy the challenge. It's so much more challenging to catch that fish on a fly.
You have all the right teasers and everything that tease the fish up?
Yeah, we do. We don't provide fly gear. But we do have the teasers. Yeah. But fly gear is
specialized.
Yeah, it's very specialized, and Akrit doesn't make it. So,
Oh, wait a minute now. Not so fast there.
Yeah. So Norman, and most fly guys like Norman, I'm sure you'd bring your own gear, right?
Yeah, we'll bring our own gear. In fact, I'm going to El Sargento this next Saturday. What's the report for fly fishing in that area?
I really haven't heard a report, but I think typically it's pretty good.
You got sardines this year?
Yeah, big, giant sardines. It's made it.
Okay.
It's incredible. The tuna we're fishing now, we're fishing them on the porpoise, and we'll get a few fish on the Rapalas and the Halco lures. And then when it kind of slows down a little bit, when the other boats show up, and we'll get in front of the porpoise, and we'll throw a bunch of sardines out, and they're big. I mean, these sardines are like 5-6 inches long.
Wow.
And the fish.
That's the kind we had down in Panama. Same kind of deal.
Yeah, the fish come up on the boil, and it's like it would be just a paradise for fly fishermen.
Yeah.
There
you
go.
When you get stirred up on the sardines, is that the good time to throw the poppers?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, when they get fired up, you could throw a hot dog in there.
Hey, Norman, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's try and sneak in one more, Rick.
How about Bob from Simi Valley? Bob, you got a quick question for us?
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, big fan of accurate reels. When I got first Boss 197, I didn't stop till I stopped at the ATD 50s. But then the Valiant came out. Wow, what an impressive little reel. The lightweight is amazing to me.
No doubt.
And when I bought that first 300, I was very impressed. But I'm a typical CalStar rod guy, I couldn't fit that thing onto the big old AFCO seats on CalStar rods. So I started switching over to a lighter graphite rod.
Mm-hmm.
And so I managed to pair all those Valiants up with some Daiwa Proteus rods or something like that. But I tell you, we were always going to the Costa Mesa Pacific Sports Fishing Show there, beelining to the Genren booth to see the new model of Valiant coming out for the year.
Yeah, we had the BV1000 this year. We had serial number 0. It was the first one off the line.
I missed it. Yeah, I missed it by about 15 minutes. But anyways, I want to thank you for Jack for the great Valiant reels and all that stuff that you guys have put out. Probably my questions are best suited for Ricky or actually Jenren. See what you guys use that 1000 on. What would be a lightweight graphite type of rod to pair that up with enough backbone to be able to fish the 100-pound string on it?
Well, I guess it depends on what you're going to be fishing for, because you could have a longer rod or you can have a shorter rod. I mean, there's a whole different, you know, we tend to use shorter rods. A rod longer than 7 feet is extremely difficult for us to keep on our boat. We just don't have the storage to do that. But you could use it for, you know, rail rods. I mean, sometimes they're 7 feet. They're longer. Sometimes it kind of, Ricky is probably better in general to answer that than I am.
If I was fishing on the Royal, if I was fishing on a long range trip, it would be a 770 double extra heavy. And if I was fishing on the Genren, it'd be a Calstar Graphite or 765, probably single extra, maybe even a double extra heavy there as well.
Great. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself, the AFCO fashion package, as well as those killer Piranha Pliers. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's K-U-S-L-E-R Yachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 57, or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, looking good in a brand new AFCO fashion package, including those killer accurate Piranha Pliers. Big prize going to Mike in Chula Vista. Congratulations, Mike. You're going to be stoked.
Congratulations, Mike. You're going to love those pliers.
No doubt.
And the fashion, too.
Yeah, fashion day.
Hand picked out by Jack.
That's right.
Jack, when's your next trip to Genren Sport Fishing?
May 10th.
Oh, we will, a couple weeks away.
Yep, we're doing an open-ended trip. We book them, and then we decide when I had enough of Mark and he's had enough of me, then I go.
Wow. Well, that's a week from Thursday.
Yeah, coming up.
Oh, very soon.
Yeah.
We'll have a great time.
Well, I got my carry-on luggage ready to go.
Now, will you still be there when we're down there for the Let's Talk Hookup tournament in June?
I'll be happy to happen. No, I'll be in Hawaii.
You'll be in Hawaii.
Poor guy.
It's a tough life to be Jack, isn't it?
He's got his trips bumping into each other.
Yeah. Mark, if somebody wants to book Team Genren Sport Fishing. How do we do that?
Call me at 310-308-5841. You can go on our website at teamgenren.com for some spectacular pictures, our booking calendar, two live webcams, and also our Facebook page. I post up, well, I'm not now because I'm here, but I post up a lot of nice pictures. And if you hit the photos and just look through them, my God, I've surprised myself.
Yeah,
I've posted up so many spectacular photos.
Oh yeah, I know you have a lot. You're a great photographer, and you post a lot of them up there on teamgenren.com. You can look at the booking calendar again. Open for our Let's Talk Hookup tournament in June in Rancho Leonero too. So you want to fish in luxury and style? There you go.
Yep.
Jump on it for sure. Hey, thanks, Mark. Thanks, Jack, for being here. And
yeah,
thank
great
you.
Job, you guys. That was
thanks
fun.
To Adam for all he does. Be sure to check out our app. Adam works on that daily to make it the best app in the biz, no doubt about it. Let's Talk Hookup on the App Store or the Google Play Store. Download that app and you'll be happy. Next Saturday, don't forget, Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star will be live at Encinitas Ford. Going to be a great time. You have a chance to qualify for all those great trips and packages, as well as win some great prizes there. Live at Encinitas Ford next Saturday, 7 and 9 a.m. And then next Sunday, Jamie and Kyle from Season Sport Fishing will be in the Mighty 1090 studio. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.